Blog Talk Radio.
You are here. You have arrived. Now it's time for Divas by Design. Welcome to Divas by Design. Diva is an acronym for Destiny, Innovative, Victorious, Anointed, Set Apart. Divas by Design, where we come to laugh, grow, and do the work. Divas by Design, where we put faith into action. Divas by Design, where your truth shines. Now it's time for our host, Reverend Dawn Martin, the original diva herself. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Jess Dazzlin, and you are here with me again on a wonderful Sunday afternoon for Divas by Design Radio. I'm just so ecstatic and elated that you are here with me today. We got some good stuff coming up today, some really good stuff. And the first thing I need to do is get our co-host on.
I'm on.
Hey, how are you, Miss Stacy Benson?
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. The Divas have been waiting on you, girl. I'm excited to be here. Yes, we got some great things that we're going to talk about today. We want to make sure that everybody, if you're out there and you want to talk to Miss Stacy today, because she's got some good stuff to chat with you. We can call in at area code 845-241-9907. That's area code 845-241-9907. And we're going to get started. We're going to jump right in. You know, we can't get nothing started on Divas by Design without the word and without some prayer. Some prayer. We know our favorite scripture that says through Christ we can do all things, right? Through Christ Jesus right. that strengthens right. us. And so we're standing on that word today with everything that's going on in the world and everything going on in our personal lives. We have to let the divas know that we can do all things. That's anything, he said, all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we stand on that word today. And, Lord, we just thank you for just another day to be together and just to honor you and do what you would have us to do, talk about what you have us to talk about, all things to strengthen us through you. So we're going to jump right on in. So Miss Stacy is here as the co-host. She's one of the partners of the Risen Empowerment Resource Center here in Dayton. And we have to just lift everybody up that's a part of our partnership. She's also a great mentor to our gyms. You guys know about our girls, Girls Empowered and Mentored to Success. Just an all-around great. We're going to go ahead and throw her on out there, her AKA-ism. So, you know, we support them all. We support the whole Divine Nine, okay, here at Divas by Design Radio. And so since, you know, our VP is AKA, they get a little two steps ahead right now. So we're going to let that fly, though. We're going to let that go right on along, and we're going to keep lifting up the name of AKA because that is who she represents. But if nothing else, she just represents my friend, Miss Stacy Benson. I'm so used to talking about my son, Lil' Ham Hersey. So, Miss Stacy, what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about, and I don't know, am I echoing to you? Because I'm echoing to myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Not sure why I'm echoing.
I'm not sure, but I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. All right. So today we're going to talk about shining like a diamond, understanding the value of height. And I'm in the process of writing and working on a book called Shine Like a Diamond. And the purpose of the book is about multifaceted living. how we break the mindset of the just who I am mentality. And we often do that. I'm just the mom. I'm just the teacher. I'm just the wife. I'm just. And when we think about it holistically, our just add up to a lot of different things. And we have to have a multifaceted approach to live. And when you think about being, when you think about diamonds, diamonds and coal are made out of the same property.
Come on, teach us.
Diamonds and coal are both, the mineral is carbon.
77.
But we never say, well, that's a nice looking piece of coal. We don't buy coal necklaces. We don't wear coal jewelry.
I mean, I'm sorry, 177.
There has to be a transformation. And a lot of times we feel like we're more like that piece of coal than we are diamonds. And I'm here to tell you today that when we live multifaceted lives, then we can shine like a diamond in every area of our lives. And so how do we take what we do really well and translate that into other areas? You think about a diamond. When you look at a diamond, it doesn't matter how you look at a diamond, it shines. You turn it left, you turn it right, a good cut quality diamond shines no matter how you look at it. And we have to think about that. We have to think about when we move through the different areas of our lives and the different aspects of our lives, that we have the ability to shine in areas where we may not think that we're able to shine. One of the things that I'm in the process of doing is transitioning from my job to running for an elected office. There are things that I do well on my job, and so I have to identify how I take what I do well in one area of my life and translate that into other areas. And one thing I think about is we wear many different hats. Ladies,
yes.
If you think about it, we don't act the same with our spouses as we do our parents. We don't act the same with our children as we do our girlfriends.
No, you're teaching today now.
We don't act the same at church as we do when we go out to the club. You know, we don't dress the same in all of those places either. But oftentimes we pigeonhole ourselves into believing that okay, well, I'm a really good teacher, so I can't go off and be a model. I'm a really good caseworker, but I can't run for office. The reality is, if we take our characteristics and qualities and we play off of our strengths, we can take that into any area of our lives and we can be multifaceted. And so when I think about diamonds and I think about ice, there's some things that we need to do. We need to inspect. You think about a diamond. You better take it to the jeweler every year and get a good inspection on that diamond.
Well, I don't know if it's there about everybody else, Stacey, but I just want to make sure that our listeners is taking some. She's dropping some serious nuggets for us right now. So I hope y'all taking some notes, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to make sure that y'all don't miss it.
All right. So we go to our ice. Valuing that ice, you got to think about that ice, that ice heat. That those diamonds require some care. And we take good care of our diamonds. We inspect them, we clean them, and we evaluate them. You are a diamond. And you need to inspect. You need to clean, and you need to evaluate. And we all need to do that. If we want to move into other areas, we want to take, and you know, diamonds have qualities. You know how they're characterized, their cut, their clarity, their color, and their carat weight. Well, we have these as well, our characteristics. And we have to learn to identify our four C's. It may be courage, it may be charisma. You know, we have to evaluate and figure out what our four C's are and how we take our four C's and have them translated to other areas of our life. Some of us may be compassionate. Some of us may be charming. Some of us may be carefree. We may be creative. What are your four C's? What are your characteristics that allow you to shine?
Listen here, let me tell you, I think you done popped something off here today, Miss Stacy, because the line, the switchboard is just blowing up right now. So, I mean, I know that you just, we ain't even probably touched the top of the iceberg of what you're talking about, but we don't want folks to have to sit and not get in on this conversation, so we're going to bring... Yes, we got to bring the divas in here so they can get in here with you. And first up, we're going to say, hey, to 937. That's 344. Let's see. Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the air with Dazzlin and Stacy. Can you hear me? Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the air. Phone number 937-344. I don't know. She might have just felt that we was on hold too long. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can get her back. Let's see. We're going to come back to her. I'm not sure what happened, but we're going to get him on the air for you here.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzlin and Stacy. I don't know. Everybody done stepped away. I guess they were just listening so good, I guess. Let's see who we can get here. Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzlin and Stacy. That's too funny. Let's see. Welcome to Divas by Design. And it's called everywhere. I don't know where everybody is. We just going to open them all up and see who just say hello. Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzlin and Stacy. Well, I don't know, Miss Stacy. Keep on talking. I'm not sure where they went.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go back to that ice, back to that inspecting, inspecting, cleaning, and evaluate. And that's the three steps we take to care for our fine jewelry. We take it to the jewelry store. They inspect it to make sure that the diamond isn't chipped, to make sure that the diamond hasn't been damaged. They want to make sure that the prongs are tight, that we haven't lost any stones if it's a cluster. And so we want to inspect our diamond. Then the jeweler is going to cleanse the diamond. He's going to make sure that all of the lotion and the chemicals and the dirt that's gotten on the diamond gets off. And then after the diamond is inspected and cleaned, then that's when the jeweler will look and determine the value. Can you imagine what our jewelry would be worth if the jeweler tried to evaluate the value when it was dirty and before inspecting it and making sure that it was in good shape? Well, that's sometimes what we try to do. We try to determine our value or let other people determine our value before we have properly inspected our space and we properly cleaned house. See, we have to inspect what's going on around us. We have to inspect who's around us in order for us to move into our destiny. And so when we think about inspecting, we think inspecting means to look at, to review. Well, what areas of our lives do we need to review? What areas of our lives do we need to look closely at and assess? Assess the condition. We don't always do that. We try to move into one area or move into another area, or we try to minister, and we haven't properly inspected our space to determine whether or not there are things that interfere with our gifts, whether there are things that threaten things or people that threaten our ability to see our own strength, to see our own destiny, and to ultimately evaluate our own value. That inspection process is so important if we want to shine like diamonds.
And I love it, what you're saying, Stacey.
You hear
I just love, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Right. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Good. So I'm just loving what you're saying. I mean, if we don't show the value in ourselves, how do we expect anybody else to value who we are?
Right. Right.
I mean, that's pretty much the end all be all. If I don't have value in who I am, my spiritual value, my financial value, you mm-hmm. know, my intellect, all of those things that make me up to be the diva that I am, if I don't have that value or that high self-esteem for myself, I can't expect for anybody
right.
else, not no man, not no mm-hmm. boss, not no kids, your children. I mean, it just runs across the gambit. So I totally love what you're saying. I know we got some callers out there on the line, and I'm just saying, welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Stacey and Dazzler.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Happy
welcome.
Sunday, everyone.
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, well,
do you have a comment or a question?
I mean, this is something I hear often, being that Stacey Biff is my mother. I just want to say that I love your Factual Friday. Your message, I take it, I breathe it, I eat it, I sleep it, and I really try to apply it. Being that I'm a college student, it's a lot, you know, and having my mother there to help me break things down and understand myself and understand how to walk with high self-esteem and have a purpose. You know, it's really been beneficial.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, that's what
Thank
I'm talking
you.
About. Get that
Thank
next
you.
Generation. That's
absolutely,
what we need. We need our young people, especially, and thank you, baby, for calling, and thank you for lifting up your mom. We love that, because that shows value. How about that? Just what you were just saying, Stacey,
mm-hmm.
just that value in the relationship. Because, you know, not a lot of teenage girls are, or let me say young adults,
right.
she's not a teenager anymore, but our young adults, even, they don't have or was not maybe blessed to have that bond and the value of that relationship with their mom. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that says a lot right there of what you are instilling in your daughter, as well as what you have instilled in our gyms, even. So I thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it is so important to, the world is constantly trying to tear us down. And intentional and unintentional, the space, especially for a college student, is very challenging right now. It's very challenging trying to figure out who you are in a world where everybody is trying to influence who you should be. And
you got
so
that
it is
right.
so important that we teach that we instill those values in trying to help young people understand that who you are comes from the inside. It's not
absolutely.
Yeah,
we got another caller for you, babe. Let's see who else is trying to get in on this conversation. Good Sunday, and welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzler and Stacey. Hello, are you there, caller? It's like I think we can hear them a little bit, but they're not quite connected. Caller, are you there from 937-232? You're on the line. We're going to get them, Stacey. I'm not sure what's happening with them today, but the devil is alive. We're going to get them all. Hold on. And this lets you know just how important this topic you have today is. Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzler and Stacey. Hello, caller. Are you there? It's almost like we have like a something's glitchy with the calls, because it's like you can hear that they're there, but we can't hear what you're saying. Well, we're going to keep moving. It's all right. Amen for the support. For those of you guys that are calling in, we really appreciate you. We're not sure what kind of technical difficulties is going on today, but, you know, that's okay. We're going to keep moving, but we do want to tell you that we appreciate you taking out your time today to join Stacy on the call. And we're going to see if we can. We got one more up here. Welcome to Divas by Design. You're on the line with Dazzling and Stacy. Carla, are you there? Well, Stacy, we're going to keep going. I'm not sure what's going on with our dashboard today.
That's all right. That's all right.
And I'm going to say it's the dashboard.
I would ask you, when you think about an area of your life where you had to pivot, and that's what I really feel like we're talking about, where we have to pivot, because that's often the hard part. And we have to step into an area where we're not, that may not feel like it's our normal, even if it's our destiny. And we have to understand that oftentimes our destiny, I'm not even going to say oftentimes, most of the time walking in your destiny feels uncomfortable.
Okay.
And we struggle with that. And so what area have you had to step outside of your comfort zone? And how did you maintain your shine? Because, see, you shine with the girls, you shine with modeling, like you shine in ministry. But what area of your life did you have to step out the box and maintain your shine?
And you know what? There you go. And so I know for a fact, in 2020, with the pandemic going on, we've all had to come out of the box. We've all had to pivot. I love it when you say that, because that is exactly what the world has had to do. And so with answer to your question for myself, I had to totally figure out, how does business keep moving?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lights still got to be paid. Everybody still got to eat best we can. So, you know, I'm the one that is getting all the toilet paper and the Lysol. So in order to do that, I got to figure out how I'm going to do that. So you're right. Pivoting has been the word for 2020. It definitely is. And for going into 2021, we had to turn and look in a different direction and figure out some different ways to do some different things in order to keep moving. Because if not, just the anxiety alone would take us out. Whether you actually have suffered from COVID or had family members to suffer, if you were blessed to not get it, you still know of people that did. And so just the anxiety alone, if you were not on your game to be able to turn and look in a different direction and allow God to pivot you and detour you around those things, yeah, that's 100% what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I think it's that key is remembering who we are.
Mm.
You know, remembering our strength. You know, we don't play on our strengths enough. We don't, we get in uncomfortable situations and our focus is on, this is new, this is hard, I don't know what to do, I don't know what direction to turn, when often we have to think about everything that we've already overcome. My pastor said one day, and I use it all the time, she said, you have survived 100% of the things that tried to take you out of here.
You said that to me before, Stacy, and when I told you I wrote it down then, you just made me write it down a second time, because that's word right there.
Exactly. And so the reality is if you've done it before and he's done it before, then it's going, he going to do it again. And so if we go back to our strength, we go back to our courage and to our, you know, charisma, and we go back to our creativity and, like I said, whatever our C's are. And I made a whole list of C's because I think that just like a diamond's characteristics are the four C's, we should pull out our four C's and know that by our four C's, And that God has given us, he's blessed us with those characteristics, that we have the ability to pivot. We have the strength to do what it is that we need to do when we need to do it. And a lot of time we succumb to our fears, our frustrations, and a lot of foolishness that's meant to distract us.
Yeah.
When
you're
we really
absolutely
need to
right.
be focused.
You are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. I think a colleague of ours before said, you know what? I think we all are a little ADHD sometimes because we don't stay focused. We lose sight of what's the most important thing about what God is trying to teach us or where he's
right.
trying to take us, you know, that we let the simplest of things come in and knock us off our game. So can you give us some insight to this diamond shining living, like this diamond shine? Because maybe right now I'm not feeling too good about myself, and maybe I'm looking at myself as more maybe an emerald or a cubic zirconia. So how do I bring myself up to this diamond shining living that you're talking
right.
to teaching us about today?
Well, it is that I strategy, those steps. You have to, that inspecting. You've got to inspect to figure out what's in your space, what is threatening your ability to see your strength, what is hindering your progress. Because if we don't inspect to try and figure out what's going on, then we're moving, but we're in denial of our challenges and obstacles. Everybody has challenges and obstacles. Identifying them is the first step. That inspection, we like to get to the evaluation before we get to the inspection. But we have to inspect. Because you can't be honest with yourself about what's hindering you. It could be people. It could be things. You know, it could be attitudes. It could be mindset. But if you don't inspect and be honest with yourself about what you see, then you can't move on to the next step. And the next step.
That's good. So we're still showing the people are on the dashboard. If you can hear us and are able to speak with us, just go ahead and jump in the conversation. We have been having technical difficulties today, but we definitely want to commend you for sticking and staying. We appreciate your support. And you are live on the air with Divas by Design with Dazzlin and Stacy. That is just so weird to me today. I'm not sure what the devil's trying to do here. But we're going to get this word on out. We're going to keep it moving. You already know.
We'll keep it moving.
So the second
step,
ma'am,
is cleansing. Just like that diamond needs to be cleansed, we need to clean. To cleanse or clean means to remove unwanted substances from an object or environment. When we think about, we have to do a deep cleaning in our lives. We have to remove unwanted, undesirable, unproductive, unsupported people and things from our lives.
Yeah.
We try to elevate and stay in the same place at the same time.
Come on.
That can't work. It's nothing personal. It can't be personal when God gives you a gift. When God has already shown us what our value is, but we have to see it, and we sometimes we can't see it through all of the mess. And so we have to be willing to clean house. Whether it's people, things, whether it's places we go, we get comfortable, we get complacent, and we even fear letting go of things that are keeping us from shining bright. So we have to do an intense cleaning of our house.
That's
emotionally,
good.
Mentally, once you identify it, once you inspect and you identify what is keeping you from moving forward and shining your brightest, then you got to be willing to clean house.
That is so good. That's so good because I think, like everything else, that is something that is so very hard for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we hate to let go.
Hate to let go.
We hate letting go
of
stuff.
Even if it's bad, we hate to let go because it's comfortable. Because it's comfortable.
You said it, because it's comfortable.
Because it's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
Because
it's comfortable. So we would rather be comfortable and walk in complacency than to move forward into the blessings that's waiting for us sometime.
Sometimes, yes.
Huh.
But see, that's the fear. Fear is a trick play. That's one of the biggest trick plays of the devil, is fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if the devil can convince us that what is on the other side of what we are doing right now is scarier than staying in the mess we're in, then he wins every single time. We're not going to do what God told us to do if we're not going to move.
You got
that
right.
All I have to do to keep you from your destiny is to convince you that it's scary over there. And make you forget it's scary over here, too.
And it's scarier if you stick and stay sometime.
Because
staying can mean death, so to speak, you know?
Yes.
That stagnation of not moving can mean, it can be scarier than if you just took a step to the left
right.
or the right.
Right. Right.
Then
right.
You done said something. Now, you done preached the word here today, Miss Stacy.
And
you done preached the word.
Step three.
Mm-hmm.
That evaluation. Because once you've inspected it and you've cleaned house, then you can truly get to the value of the diamond. Evaluating something means to appraise it or assess it, to judge the value, to find the worth or significance of something. And so when we think about evaluating ourselves, you know, you think about a diamond, you could have a brilliant cut, colorless diamond that's flawless, but because it hasn't been cared for, it will be undervalued because of its condition. In our lives, we often try to evaluate our potential, our progress, and our past before we inspect and clean, and then wonder why we can't see our true value. It's cloudy. We're distracted.
And all I can do, I know y'all saying, Devin, you sound like you in church. I sound like I'm on the mother's bench down here. I'm going to tell you, that's how I'm feeling, because what you're saying is just speaking to my soul. It's all about, and it is about value. I know our Proverbs 31 talks about the value of who we are as women, and it likens us to rubies, but you have to also remember, divas out there, that that's biblical times. Rubies was the number
right.
one in biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
now, we in 2021. If it ain't diamonds, flawless diamonds, and platinum around it, we got a situation.
Mm-hmm.
We have
yeah.
a situation. So everything you're saying is just making me go, mm-hmm. I sound like a Negro spiritual.
You know, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
This self-evaluation is not easy. Looking
yeah.
in the mirror saying, I messed that up. I did that wrong. I allowed that negativity in my space is not easy. And so we
yeah.
don't do it because it's difficult. And so what do? We try to evaluate our worth through our failures, disappointments, you know, weaknesses and shortcomings, as opposed to evaluating our worth through our strength. We hold someone to so much. So what you messed up? So what you failed? So what you came up short? So what you have some weaknesses? Start talking to yourself about your strengths. Start talking to yourself about your accomplishments. Everybody, you can't learn nothing if you don't do nothing wrong.
Come on now.
Everybody does something wrong. Everybody fails. Everybody falls short. But how long are you going to sit in it is the question.
There you go. You know what? I want to, and even with what you just said right there, because I wanted, I loved the conversation with your daughter. I love that. And what you just said right there makes me think about, you know, a lot of our teenagers and our young adults that are becoming mothers too soon. We'll put it out there. You know, but that doesn't mean that that's the end of the life. That means you and another life is just starting on a new journey. That's
right.
Just all that means. And so it's so important to even like my 4-year-old, my grandbaby, you know, she's playing with plastic diamonds right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing real about about her Barbie diamonds. However, I make her think that they are the most expensive thing on the market for the 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why am I doing that? Not to spoil her, but to make her understand now at age 4, there's value in the jewelry that you carry.
Absolutely.
Every stone in your crown has, go ahead. Yes.
A good friend of mine said, he was talking to the ladies, and he's a speaker, and he said, women need to understand the value of being a diamond. The jewelry store is not throwing diamonds out on the sidewalk where just anybody can pick them up.
Come on.
That I said, whoa. He said, a man has to understand that he got to do something. He got to open up the door. He got to go in. He got to talk to somebody if he want to see the good diamonds.
And wait a minute, wait a minute, because I know the friend we're talking about. He also added in there, there's a negotiation process.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Come on. Yes.
There's some value there. And so
yes.
we have to decide that we're not going to be out on the sidewalk where anybody can just pick us up. Or we're not going to be in the clear box, that's the cubic zirconia come in. We're going to be in the blue Tiffany box. And we have to start inspecting and cleaning and evaluating ourselves so that we can see that.
Yes.
See, God has already given us our value. A lot of times we're searching for our value. God already gave us our value. We just have to see it and own it and live like that's who we are, which means we got to eliminate a lot of stuff. We got to move some stuff out the way. We got to step out.
They still recording?
I think it's still people on the screen, but she said she muted it, so.
Okay. You just said something.
So that having that baby understand that there is something special about this here piece of jewelry. You treat it differently. You clean it differently. You pack it up differently. You take care everything about that piece of jewelry. There's something special. Just like there's something special about her.
Yeah.
And so if you're caring for that jewelry in a certain way, then we're going to care for you in a certain way because you're a diamond.
You got that said. You know, you just said something. That is so true. And it's important that our young moms understand that, yeah, okay, we got a hiccup and a bump in the road. But it ain't
right.
The end of all. It's the beginning of a lot. And how important it is, and at this point, making them understand, especially that, even more so. Here's the great thing about a diamond: is redeemable. Okay,
right.
Y'all need to catch that. A diamond is redeemable. You can find a diamond that your great 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 grandma had passed down, and now it's in your possession, and it might look a little tarnished around the band.
Mm-hmm.
You might not like the cut of it anymore because it's kind of old fashioned. Maybe you like it to bling bling and it needs to be sized up a little bit, but it's redeemable.
Yes.
the value never goes away. You can reshape it. You know, you got people that have taken necklaces and made earrings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. taking old earrings and old necklaces and making nice bling bling for your finger. So it's redeemable. It's not something that has to be discarded.
Right. Right.
Just because it's tarnished, just because it's a little old. And I'm going back to your words in the beginning, Stacey, just because it's a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing at a good shining. You know what they say, a fit shine. Go on and put it in a solution. Mm-hmm. Let it shake it up a little bit,
it
revitalizes its value every single time.
Every single time.
You done said some good stuff today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You done said some good stuff here today. Well, in closing, as we're preparing to wind down, kind of go back over our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, and then what would you give us as our to close us out?
All right. So step one, inspect your space. Inspect what's going on. You know, inspect your life to see what's keeping you from shining your brightest.
Right.
Once you inspect it, you got to make sure your prongs are tight and everything. Make sure that's good. Then you got to clean. You got to clean house. You got to get rid of all that stuff that's causing the cloudiness, causing the dullness that's keeping you from shining. And then you want to evaluate. Then you want to evaluate your potential, your progress, your past, not through the things that were keeping you from shining.
Yeah.
But you want to evaluate your future through your strength. What's through your 4 C's? Your four characteristics, your courage, your creativity, whatever your 4 C's are. That's what you want to evaluate your life through.
Yes.
And if you use the three steps of ice, and you identify your 4 C's, they will carry you through every area of your life where you can shine like a diamond.
Wow. But I don't know about you guys, but we got some good stuff here today. We just did. And we couldn't have did it without my favorite diva. One of them. You know, we travel in packs. What they say, birds of a feather? We'll take that. We take that because I know that I'm in good company when I'm with Miss Stacey Benson. Tell us what you got going on. Where can we find you? I know you got a lot happening, but maybe our girls and our women out here need to know where to find you.
So a couple things I'm working on, a book, Shine Like a Diamond,
like
and
a diamond, and
consulting company, Shine Like a
Diamond,
Consulting
LLC.
You can check me out on Facebook and Instagram.
Also
in the process of running for Dayton City Commission.
Come on.
Where I will be putting this Shine Like a Diamond into practice, because I'll be going from being a union rep to an elected official. And so, but it gives me an opportunity to continue my consulting, working with young women, you know, girls, and coaching and counseling women as they work on their diamond shine. And learn to find, refine, or define their value.
Come on. Woo! Y'all better catch up. Y'all better catch up. And this is what we do here at Divas by Design. We make sure that our partners, our sisters in the field and in the battle, have a place and a platform to be able to come and shine. And shine. There's plenty of stage for everybody around these parts. And so we appreciate that not only, Stacey, have you redeposited back into the women, you've redeposited back into the young girls and our young ladies, but it, most of all, now you're doing a totality. You're doing a holistic deposit by running for office because that's giving back to our community. And I mean, we snap, and we tip our brims off to you, sister, to do that thing. And you know, we're going to always be here to help boost you up on our shoulders and push you over the wall, whatever we need to do
to get it done for you. You know, right here, you got friends at Divas by Design Radio.
I do. Thank you.
This ain't the last time y'all gonna hear from Stacey. Again, she's one of our partners. She's doing the daggone thing. We'll probably have a watch party or some kind of party when it comes to her campaign and getting her message and her platform out there. And so, if you need to catch up with her, and you can't get her through Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you can always log on to www.thereercincorporated.org. Again, that's www.thereercincorporated.org. And here, RERC, she is one of the partners, and you can feel free to contact her there as well. And so I just thank you for hosting the day. And I just was
thank
able to
you.
Sit back and be in class for a change and not to be the teacher sometimes. And we love you so much. I look
thank
forward
you,
to
you.
Talking
love
with you again. And thank you so much to our callers again. We're sorry about the technical difficulties. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And you have been listening to Divas by Design.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for joining us today.
If you would like to be a guest,
like to be a guest
or showcase
your talent,
events, and services.